This morning on WCHL, UNC is investigating an incident of alleged assault among football players during fall camp. In a joint message, officials from Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, and Orange County responded to the concerns of citizens about the report of militarized vehicles obtained by local law enforcement. You want to plan ahead if you're heading to the UNC football opener and you usually park at University Mall. It's going to get crowded quickly. And researchers at Duke are working on shutting down the spread of cancer, one of the most deadly parts of the disease.
Somewhere around 90% of cancers, if we could stop invasive ability, we would stop the lethality associated with those cancers.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill, Carrboro traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, UNC football kicks off against Liberty in only 3 days.
I don't know how long it's been since Carolina's, you know, coming to the preseason ranks. You know, even when we have, it hasn't ended well for us. So we know we have a job to do, and, you know, we're ranked for a reason.
And guess what Butch Davis's opening week assignment was with ESPN.
That's this morning at our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
607, 63 degrees in Chapel Hill in the beginning of another nice day. High today in the upper 80s, maybe close to 90, but all in all, not bad. A lot of sunshine today. UNC is investigating an alleged hazing incident on its football team during fall camp as the news broke just 4 days before the kickoff of the 2014 campaign. Yahoo Sports reported Tuesday evening that walk-on redshirt freshman wide receiver Jackson Boyer said a number of his teammates physically assaulted him at the Aloft Hotel on North Carolina 54 when the team was staying there during fall camp. Boyer says the incident resulted in a concussion, according to the report. Jackson's father, Rob, told Yahoo Sports he wasn't ready to comment on the incident, but he confirmed that one took place. UNC Assistant Athletic Director for Communications, Kevin Best, said in a statement, "We are aware of an incident involving members of the UNC football team that took place earlier this month. We take this allegation seriously, and the university is conducting a thorough review." Jackson Boyer is a graduate of East Chapel Hill High School and walked on to the team this year. According to the News and Observer, he's still on the team and has been practicing recently. WCHL will have more information as it becomes available. Officials from Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, and Orange County released a joint statement yesterday responding to citizens concerned about the militarization of local law enforcement. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Images of heavily armed riot police in armored trucks rolling through the streets of Ferguson, Missouri, prompted nationwide scrutiny of a federal program that funnels military surplus to police and sheriff offices around the country. It also has many in Orange County pondering exactly what military equipment has gone to local agencies and why. In mid-August, the New York Times reported that law enforcement in Orange County received 44 assault rifles and 6 armored vehicles. The Times has since issued a correction, saying some of the numbers reported were too high. According to the latest version of the Times report, Orange County received only 3 armored vehicles and 22 rifles. As WCHL reported last week, Carrboro and Hillsborough police do not have any armored vehicles in their fleets. Chapel Hill has one Peacekeeper armored truck that has never been deployed. Orange County has a V-150 commando that has been used once to extricate a man barricaded inside a home. The county also has 2 inoperable armored trucks that supply parts for the commando and a pair of 5-ton military trucks used to move trees after storms. No local agency reports receiving weapons from the federal program. In a joint statement from Carrboro, Hillsborough, Chapel Hill, and Orange County, each law enforcement agency reiterated its commitment to community policing and invited public feedback. Chapel Hill and Carrboro Police plan to host a series of public forums to answer questions, though the dates and times have not yet been announced. Hillsborough Police will provide an update to the town board on September 8th on revisions to use of force policies and the deployment of new body cameras. Carrboro and Chapel Hill Police are also planning to report to the Board of Aldermen and the Town Council in the next 30 days. You can read the full text of the joint press release on our website, chapelborough.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:10. More news in just a moment.
It's the Honda Summer Clearance Event at Crown Honda South Point with the best savings of the summer. The best. Drive off in a new 2014 Honda Accord sedan, CVT LX, or with no money down.
No money down.
That's right. Zero due at signing, zero security deposit, zero first month payment.
Zero.
The time to buy is now during the Honda Summer Clearance Event at Crown Honda South Point.
Crown Honda.
Located on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com.
Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes, tax, and fees. See dealer for details. Expires 9/2/14.
Carolina MediSpa is proud to offer the newest technology in laser tattoo removal. It is estimated that close to 10% of the U.S. population has an unwanted tattoo, and eventually, as many as 50% of them want to have them removed. There is good news for those who have unwanted body art. New laser tattoo removal techniques can eliminate your tattoo with minimal side effects, and now in as little as 6 treatments. Call Carolina MediSpa at 919-493-3194 to schedule a free consultation.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards Smart Card at Cruisers. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
ExxonMobil Gasoline, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL.
WCHL news time is 6:12. Fatality rates greatly increase when cancer spreads, and a group of researchers at Duke University may soon be able to cut off the pathways. Dave Sherwood, an associate professor of biology at Duke University, is spearheading a team of researchers studying the nature of cell invasion in cancers. Sherwood says determining how these cells spread and invade is key to lowering fatality rates.
Somewhere around 90% of cancers, if we could stop invasive ability, we would stop the lethality associated with those cancers.
Sherwood's team is studying a roving detection system in nematode worms to understand how cancer cells metastasize or spread to other parts of the body.
And what's really been a problem in cancer research is that this ability of cells to what's called metastasize has remained one of the least understood problems because it's really hard to catch a cell in the act of invading.
Now, Sherwood says he's excited to conduct chemical screens to find a way to block cell invasion.
We understand what the genetic pathways are that mediate this cell invasion event that we study. So if we find compounds that block invasion, we have a really good chance of figuring out what those compounds are actually targeting.
Although Dr. Sherwood and his team have made great strides in their research, he says he's not oblivious to the difficulties.
So this pathway was identified 30 years ago, and here we stumbled on the way that it actually works to find its ligand. And so that, I think, gives you an indication that it's really hard to do this kind of study.
If you're planning to park in the University Mall to use the Tar Heel Express shuttle to Keenan Stadium this season, you'll want to get there early. The structure on the west end of the mall that used to hold Dillard's has been gutted in preparation for the new movie theater that's going in its place. The parking lot next to that structure has been blocked off. Because of that, fewer spaces will be available on game day. The lot is available beginning at 3 p.m. this week and will close no later than 1 hour before kickoff. You have to park in Tar Heel Express designated spots. Additional parking will be available this year at the Giles Horney Building at 103 Airport Drive off Martin Luther King Boulevard beginning at 4:30 in the afternoon. But again, if you're planning on parking at University Mall and riding the bus to Keenan Stadium for the Saturday's opening game against Liberty, then you got to get there early because there are limited spaces because of the construction that is going on there at the mall. WCHL News Time, 6:15. Time now for traffic and weather together. WCHL traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Not much happening this morning, not so far. The situation will certainly change a little bit later on in the morning. And don't forget, the school buses are out there again this morning as we try and get used to the new routine now with everything kind of back to normal in our community. We will have that for you coming up in just a little while here on WCHL. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers, and Cruisers is always good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather is 63 degrees right now, mostly sunny today, high today about 88 degrees. Tonight, clear skies with the lows in the low 60s. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies. Isolated showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the middle 90s. So tomorrow, a really hot day. We'll have a 20% chance of rain tomorrow that will extend through tomorrow night. And the low tomorrow night in the upper 60s. On Friday, partly sunny and hot again with a high of about 90 degrees. So some hot weather is on the way. We're going to get it close to 90 today. And tomorrow, it's really going to be hot. 616 at WCHL. Coming up on WCHL, we're going to take a look at championship sports. In fact, let's go ahead and jump to that right now. The number 23 preseason ranked North Carolina Tar Heels are embracing their status as a member of the top 25 for now, but sophomore sensation Ryan Switzer and junior linebacker Jeff Schottmer believe they have the tools to climb the rankings even higher as the football season gets underway on Saturday in Keenan Stadium. WCHL's Matt Oakes has this report.
Switzer says he's pretty excited about UNC's preseason ranking for a number of reasons, but he believes the Tar Heels deserve their place among the nation's elite.
Well, for me personally, I think it's pretty sweet to see your team's name run across the little clicker on ESPN. It's just something I pay attention to, but it just means that you've got a responsibility to uphold. And I don't know how long it's been since Carolina's coming to the preseason ranked. Even when we have, it hasn't ended well for us. So we know we have a job to do, and we're ranked for a reason.
If Carolina hopes to climb the rankings as the season progresses, the defensive linemen will need to exceed expectations. With the departure of Kareem Martin to the NFL, the microscope has been placed on the unit. But according to junior offensive guard Landon Turner's assessment, the Tar Heels shouldn't be too worried. Turner lines up against those guys every day and says the defensive linemen have been an absolute handful in practice. Junior linebacker Schottmer agrees with Turner. He says the model work ethic of the men up front is paying dividends.
One thing that they're hardworking as can be. Starts off with Nazir Jones. I think he's one of the top five hardworking guys on the team, and that kind of carries. Everyone feeds off each other. They see one guy working hard and getting success off that, so they want to do the same. Justin Thomas and another guy. Dewan Drennan. Those three guys are expected to make big plays for us up front, and they've done a good job so far.
Schottmer, who finished with 85 tackles in 2013, is recognizable for his long hair pulled back into a ponytail. But where did the hairstyle come from? Schottmer says it goes back to his freshman year summer, a movie, and a bet with a former Tar Heel.
Yeah, it started 2 years ago, actually. So Casey Barth, former kicker, we went and saw a movie one summer, and we both had buzz cuts, probably. And we really liked the main character. He had real long hair or something. So we're like, $100 whoever cuts their hair first. And I haven't cut it since. And he has paid me, so.
For Switzer, having an unresolved quarterback situation doesn't matter. In fact, he says most of the time, he doesn't even recognize who's behind center in practice.
They've done made a conscious effort not to talk about it. And just to, I think that's kind of helped us. Because we don't, they don't talk about it in practice. And when we're on 7-on-7, we don't. We're moving so fast, I don't really see who's that quarterback because they rotate Mitch and Cuis in. So, unless I sit there and stare at them, I don't know which one's in. So they've done a good job of just keeping our focus on one thing and letting that be that.
Switzer has the unique vantage point on the starting quarterback battle. He's Mitch Trubisky's roommate. Switzer says he's been impressed with how his friend has handled the competition.
I think he's been mature about it. He's done a lot better, than I would. He's grown up, and he's just taking it step by step and day by day. He comes in every day to get better. Tries not to focus on all the competition stuff. I know it's brought out the best in which competition usually does to great competitors.
Regarding the Tar Heels who will be receiving the handoffs from the signal callers, Switzer has pretty lofty praise.
I just see a lot of versatility. None of those guys, they all do one thing really, really well. It's like, if you could put all of them together, you'd get like Walter Payton or something. Their talents are so amazing.
That diverse array of talent in the backfield isn't just eye-catching to Switzer. It promises to catch the eye of opposing defenses this season, starting with the Liberty Flames Saturday. And with confident outgoing leaders like Switzer and Schottmer anchoring both sides of the ball for the Tar Heels, the excitement is only building around Chapel Hill, with game day a mere 3 days away. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Yeah, and countdown to Carolina football 3 days. As Matt said, our coverage on Saturday will start start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll be broadcasting live from downtown Chapel Hill on East Franklin Street, right in front of University United Methodist Church, right there on the lawn next to the wall, and we hope that you will join us as well in the middle of downtown. Ought to be a pretty exciting place. We'll start our coverage at 3 o'clock, and then at 4 o'clock, we'll transition right into the good sports with Artsy and Bob Lee, and then we'll join the Tar Heel Network, and even after the game, we'll still be here on WCHL with post-game coverage called On the Heels. So we got the complete coverage of the game coming up on Saturday. UNC women's soccer team fell five spots in this week's NSCAA coaches poll after dropping its season opener. Carolina split its opening weekend in the Carolina Nike Classic with a 1-0 overtime loss to then number 6 Stanford and a bounce back 1-0 win against unranked Ohio State. Duke fell out of the top 25 altogether in this week's rankings after an 0-2 start. Stanford improved one spot to number 5. Tar Heels have another tough test ahead of them this week. Carolina heads west for a 2-game road trip starting against number 1 UCLA on Friday in Los Angeles. You can see that contest on the Pac-12 network. UNC plays Pepperdine on Sunday in Malibu. Tar Heels will be the toughest test of the season so far for the Bruins of UCLA as they began with wins at home against Maryland and UC Irvine. UCLA tallied 3-0 victories in each one of those contests. In 2 weeks, UNC will face Penn State in the Duke Nike Classic. Nittany Lions wild the coaches this week, making the greatest jump of any team in the polls. Penn State moved from number 24 all the way up to number 8 after taking down West Virginia 3-1 and then defeating Syracuse 2-0. The UNC field hockey team is slated to bring home a conference title this season, according to a very tight ACC head coaches preseason poll. Tar Heels got 2 first place votes and a total of 31 points for the top spot in the poll. The Duke Blue Devils received 3 first place votes but only brought in 30 points to land in second ahead of the Syracuse Orange at 29 points with 1 first place vote. Carolina finished 3rd last year and fell to Maryland in the conference tournament title match. Terrapins, of course, have departed for the Big Ten Conference this season. 3 Tar Heels also received individual honors on the 11-member All-ACC preseason team. Juniors Emily Wold and Emma Bozek and senior Charlotte Craddock. UNC's 2014 field hockey season begins this Saturday when the Tar Heels host the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Carolina will play Michigan on Saturday at 11:30 in the morning and Iowa on Sunday. That game also starts at 11:30. Coming up on WCHL, we'll check in with Charles Osgood and the Osgood File.
Aren't you tired? Tired of worrying whether mom remembered to take her medications? Tired of staring at the phone until you hear that dad made it home safe from the store? Isn't it about time for a change? There's a reason you keep hearing our name. There's a reason friends keep telling you to call us. For over a decade, Home Instead Senior Care has been giving peace of mind to Tar Heel families, providing the support that seniors need to age in place. There is a difference, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, years ago you said it would be a good idea to end these spots with, "Why would you call anyone else?" I thought at some point we should answer that question, but we never have.
Sammy, we answer that question every time we go on the radio. Why don't we spell it out in our fall repartee instead of bludgeoning people with football analogies?
I'm for that. At Franklin Street Realty, we put a great team on the field every day working for you.
Okay, enough. Let's talk about the real stuff like buyer agency. It's the fiduciary relationship that is possibly more important to us than it is to you. Our job is to help you identify the difference between a house for sale and a real opportunity, and to manage the details once the choice has been made.
Folks, everyone at Franklin Street gets this and is totally committed to it. And that's one of the answers to the question. Franklin Street Realty, why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
Hello, this is Eric Montross, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz. Time to wake up, Ron.
Yeah, I guess so. 6:25. Thanks, Eric. This is WCHL.
The Osgood File. Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. James Foley's execution at the hands of a terrorist who appears to be a British subject has called attention to the number of Westerners who have converted to Islam for the express purpose of joining the fight in Syria. The latest case is an American by the name of Douglas M. McCain. More after this from Charlie.
Think about summer and how much more often you open your garage door. And think about this. 1 in 15 garage doors may lack the latest safety features or may not be operating properly. That's a good reason, I think, to do LiftMaster's 3-step safety check. It'll also give you a chance to win garage makeovers for you and up to 10 neighbors. Learn more at liftmaster.com/garage safety.
No purchase necessary. 50 U.S. and D.C. only. 18 plus. Final entry 9914. See rules for details. Void where prohibited.
Here are some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact 1, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact 3, Nasacort Allergy 24 Hours stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Douglas McCain grew up in Minnesota and loved basketball. He had some minor run-ins with the cops, but last weekend he had a major run-in with Syrian rebels and died in a battle near Aleppo, the latest example of a Westerner to join the fight for the Islamic State.
On his Facebook and Twitter pages, he wrote that he reverted to Islam about 10 years ago, calling that the best thing that he'd ever done.
CBS's Bob Orr said his family knew he was religious, but had no idea he'd become an ISIS warrior.
In April of this year, his family knew that he had traveled overseas, and in fact, we think he was in Turkey for a while. But what the family did not know is that apparently he had a growing affinity for ISIS, the terror group operating in Iraq and Syria, and he made his way to the ISIS encampment.
Douglas McCain was one of dozens of U.S. citizens who have joined the fight to establish the Islamic Caliphate. In an ISIS video, we see some of them proudly burning their Western passports.
This is a message to Canada and all the American Tawaghit. We are coming and we will destroy you. We are going for you, Barack Obama.
And while these fighters come from many different countries, they seem to have one thing in common, a fascination with Islam. Although, as CBS's Clarissa Ward observed, an apparently superficial fascination.
Two fighters from Britain reportedly bought copies of Islam for Dummies on Amazon. So clearly, they don't necessarily have a sophisticated understanding of Islamic theology. They're drawn to the idea of becoming warriors.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Do you get a bad feeling every time you spend money on your lawn without getting the results you were promised? Get the good feelings you deserve. And let the pros at Landscape Logic give you the direction and care you need to have a happy and healthy lawn.
Hello, my name is Brian Pop, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. Fall is the best time to aerate, seed, and top dress fescue lawns. Top dressing your lawn with organic material relieves compaction in clay-based soils, creating an avenue for water and nutrients to reach the root zone of your lawn before it runs off or evaporates. Our process guarantees your yard will stay greener longer and requires less watering. And our aftercare program protects your aesthetic and economic investment throughout the entire year. You can find us on the web at landscapelogicnc.com.
Landscape Logic, recently voted the best landscaping company in Chapel Hill by over 2,000 residents, making Landscape Logic the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair by Brittany. It's 50% off salon services. Choose from two hair treatment options. A shampoo deep conditioning treatment, trim and style, is only $32.50, normally a $65 value. Brittany Moore is a licensed cosmetologist who is now accepting clients at the Company Hair and Nail Salon in Durham on Shannon Road. Brittany is experienced with both cuts and color. She will cater to your personal style and create a look that's just for you. It's half off from Hair by Brittany, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Touchdown, Carolina!
It's a new beginning. Coach Larry Fedora's Tar Heels have high expectations for a new Carolina football season. It's year three and time to come together at Keenan Stadium. Opening game is Saturday at 6 p.m. The opponent is Liberty. Let's get this season started and get our exclusive pregame coverage started with countdown to kickoff. Just like usual, 3 hours before game time. Carolina football on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Go! Touchdown, Carolina!
6:30 and WCHL, 63 degrees in Chapel Hill. The weather brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. It is going to be mostly sunny today, high today in the upper 80s, so close to 90, probably won't quite get there. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 60s, and then tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and a high in the middle 90s. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham, next to New Hope Commons. Eat in, call ahead for takeout, order in advance, or arrange for catering at dickies.com.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch. An American man fighting with the terror group ISIS has died in Syria. Douglas MacArthur McCain grew up in Minnesota, left for the Middle East earlier this year, and he's not the only Westerner who's taken up with militants overseas.
There are probably about 1,000 of these young men from Europe and the United States. We have about 100, that is the best estimate.
Lawrence Korb is with the Center for American Progress.
The good news is that we are vigilant. The American government knew about Mr. McCain here, and I think probably if he was not killed and did try and come back, that they would have been able to get him.
But Michael Rubin with the American Enterprise Institute says it is a concern.
I'm worried about if we have Americans here who have trained in Syria, who have gotten the know-how from ISIS, that they could get anywhere in the United States and stage attacks we haven't even dreamed about yet.
Rubin via Skype. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
63 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. USC is investigating an alleged hazing incident on the football team during fall camp as the news broke just 4 days before kickoff for the 2014 campaign. Yahoo Sports reported Tuesday evening that walk-on redshirt freshman wide receiver Jackson Boyer said a number of his teammates physically assaulted him at the Aloft Hotel on North Carolina 54 when the team was staying there during fall camp. Boyer says the incident resulted in a concussion, according to the report. Jackson Boyer's father, Rob, told Yahoo Sports he was not ready to comment on the incident, but he confirmed that one took place. UNC Assistant Athletic Director for Communications, Kevin Best, said in a statement, "We are aware of an incident involving members of the UNC football team that took place earlier this month. We take this allegation seriously, and the university is conducting a thorough review." Jackson Boyer is a graduate of East Chapel Hill High School and walked on to the team last year. According to the News and Observer, he's still on the team and has been practicing recently. WCHL will have more information as it becomes available. Officials from Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, and Orange County released a joint statement yesterday responding to citizen concerns about the militarization of local law enforcement. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Images of heavily armed riot police in armored trucks rolling through the streets of Ferguson, Missouri, prompted nationwide scrutiny of a federal program that funnels military surplus to police and sheriff offices around the country. It also has many in Orange County pondering exactly what military equipment has gone to local agencies and why. In mid-August, the New York Times reported that law enforcement in Orange County received 44 assault rifles and 6 armored vehicles. The Times has since issued a correction, saying some of the numbers reported were too high. According to the latest version of the Times report, Orange County received only 3 armored vehicles and 22 rifles. As WCHL reported last week, Carrboro and Hillsborough police do not have any armored vehicles in their fleets. Chapel Hill has one Peacekeeper armored truck that has never been deployed. Orange County has a V-150 commando that has been used once to extricate a man barricaded inside a home. The county also has 2 inoperable armored trucks that supply parts for the commando and a pair of 5-ton military trucks used to move trees after storms. No local agency reports receiving weapons from the federal program. In a joint statement from Carrboro, Hillsborough, Chapel Hill, and Orange County, each law enforcement agency reiterated its commitment to community policing and invited public feedback. Chapel Hill and Carrboro Police plan to host a series of public forums to answer questions, though the dates and times have not yet been announced. Hillsborough Police will provide an update to the town board on September 8th on revisions to use of force policies and the deployment of new body cameras. Carrboro and Chapel Hill Police are also planning to report to the Board of Aldermen and the Town Council in the next 30 days. You can read the full text of the joint press release on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
In other news this morning, fatality rates greatly increase when cancer spreads, and a group of researchers at Duke University may soon be able to cut out the pathways. Dave Sherwood, an associate professor of biology at Duke, is spearheading a team of researchers studying the nature of cell invasion in cancers. Sherwood says determining how these cells spread and invade is key to lowering fatality rates.
Somewhere around 90% of cancers, if we could stop invasive ability, we would stop the lethality associated with those cancers.
Sherwood's team is studying a roving detection system in nematode worms to understand how cancer cells metastasize or spread to other parts of the body.
And what's really been a problem in cancer research is that this ability of cells to what's called metastasize has remained one of the least understood problems because it's really hard to catch a cell in the act of invading.
Now, Sherwood says he's excited to conduct chemical screens to find a way to block cell invasion.
We understand what the genetic pathways are that mediate this cell invasion event that we study. So if we find compounds that block invasion, we have a really good chance of figuring out what those compounds are actually targeting.
Although Dr. Sherwood and his team made great strides in their research, he says he's not oblivious to the difficulties.
So this pathway was identified 30 years ago, and here we've stumbled on the way that it actually works to find its ligand. And so that, I think, gives you an indication that it's really hard to do this kind of study.
If you're going to the opening football game on Saturday in Keenan Stadium, and if you're planning to park at University Mall to use the Tar Heel Express shuttle to Keenan, you want to get there early because the structure on the west end of the mall that used to hold Dillard's has been gutted in preparation for the new movie theater that is going in its place. Quite a lot of construction going on there, and the parking lot next to that structure at the end of the mall has been blocked off. Because of that, fewer spaces will be available on game day. The lot is available beginning at 3 o'clock in the afternoon this week and will close no later than 1 hour before kickoff. You have to park in Tar Heel Express designated spots. And again, the area in which you can park is a lot smaller than it normally is. Additional parking will be available this year at the Giles Horney Building at 103 Airport Drive, just off Martin Luther King Boulevard, beginning at 4:30. Game time on Saturday is, of course, 6 p.m. in Keenan Stadium. Louisiana's Republican governor is planning to file a federal lawsuit today against the Obama administration, accusing it of illegally using federal grant money and regulations to force states to adopt the Common Core education standards. The U.S. Department of Education has used a $4.3 billion grant program and federal policy waivers to encourage states to adopt uniform education standards and testing. Governor Bobby Jindal says that violates the state sovereignty clause in the Constitution and federal laws that prohibit national control of education content. A copy of the draft lawsuit was provided to the Associated Press by Jindal's office. Jindal is considering a run for president in 2016. This legal challenge puts him at the forefront of a dispute between conservatives and President Barack Obama. An administrative law judge says the state's firing of a North Carolina crime lab agent linked to dozens of misreported lab results should be upheld. The judge ruled yesterday the State Bureau of Investigation met its burden of proof for just cause to dismiss Dwayne Deaver in 2011. Deaver had petitioned the Office of Administrative Hearings to get his job back. The ruling says it was defensible for Deaver's supervisors to fire him based on three reasons for unacceptable personal conduct. Deaver's dismissal letter cited allegations by a state innocence commission that he perjured himself in a court hearing that eventually led to a man's exoneration on murder charges. A criminal contempt charge against him was ultimately dismissed. The state agency makes the final decision on the firing. WCHL News Time, 6:39. Coming up next, we have today's commentary in the way from Judge Willis Wichard. It's about education in our state and support of our teachers, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Football.
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford, Director of the Primary Care Sports Medicine Fellowship here at UNC, as well as a UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments, including cutting-edge platelet-rich plasma injections and much more. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, here for all weekend warriors.
You may ask yourself, how much house can I really afford in Orange County? How many people commute in and out every day? Find out the answer to these questions and more at the State of the Community Report presented by Triangle Community Foundation. Learn about all the things we have to celebrate and the things that should make us nervous. Tickets are still available. Join us August 28th from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Proceeds benefit the Partnership for a Sustainable Community. Register online at carolinachamber.org.
August is the official back-to-school season, so Performance BMW is joining the old bandwagon with our own back-to-school event. We realize value is of paramount importance. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Scott had to say about his Performance BMW experience.
The staff was super easy to work with and very friendly. They worked with me on the price and also ended up giving me a much better financing rate than my credit union. The service is seriously amazing.
Now that's a wow. During our August back-to-school event, you can lease a 2014 BMW 320i for $336 per month. Wow!
Stock number B4965. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. Based on MSRP of $36,770 and selling price of $34,400. $2,757 down. Excludes $549 admin fee and tax. Financing with approved credit through BMFS. Offer expires 8/31/2014.
Performance BMW loves to give back to the community. And in honor of our back-to-school event, our nonprofit spotlight this month is PTA Thrift Shop. Learn more about their mission at ptathriftshop.org. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where sales and service specials abound. Or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40.
62 degrees, 641 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Willis Whitchard. Last year, I became a first-time WCHL commentator to sound an alarm about the then-pending elimination from the state budget of the North Carolina Center for the Advancement of Teaching, the foremost source of professional development for teachers in the state and perhaps the nation. For 29 years, NCAT has enhanced the education and enriched the lives of North Carolina teachers. And when teachers are enhanced and enriched, so for their students. Soon after my commentary, Thomas Friedman, a prominent nationally syndicated columnist, wrote that nothing pays off more in making better schools than giving teachers time for development. Friedman had visited a primary school in Shanghai, China, and had found there, quote, a deep commitment to teacher training, peer-to-peer learning, and constant professional development. He learned that teachers there spend about 70% of each week teaching and 30% developing teaching skills and lesson planning. That is far higher, he wrote, than in a typical U.S. school. In so doing, Friedman concluded, Shanghai has lifted some of its schools to global heights. It may be difficult to think of professional development for teachers as a matter of national security, but clearly it is. If our country is to remain competitive with China and other developing and emerging nations, it is essential that our students get the best. And for them to get the best, their teachers must get the best. The Center for Advancement of Teaching survived the budget hatchets in the 2013 General Assembly. It was, however, placed in non-recurring status and directed to produce a study report to justify its existence. It did, and the report, together with extensive and able lobbying by NCAT advocates, produced results. The 2014 session not only retained the center at its present funding level, but also returned it to recurring status in the state budget. Now that the 2014 session has adjourned, there is much in its record for which supporters of public education can rightfully be critical. But in that process, we should give it credit for not only retaining the North Carolina Center for the Advancement of Teaching, but also returning it to recurring status in the state budget. This is Willis Switcher.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora is brought to you by the Omni Homestead Resort.
Carolina football is just days away from the season opener against Liberty, yet head coach Larry Fedora hasn't announced a starter between Marquise Williams and Mitch Trubisky at the quarterback position as of yet. However, the third-year head man of the Heels isn't concerned about the position.
I've said from all the way back in the spring that I believe we got two guys that we can win with. And so, yeah, it's really not a position that I'm deeply concerned about. I've got a lot more concerns at other positions than I do at that position. In fact, if we can get to a point, and we will get to a point, where we have that type of competition at every position on this football team, when we do, then we're going to be a really good football team. We're going to reach the goals that we all, you know, that we all have.
Add adventure to your summer at the Omni Homestead Resort, where you can explore 2,000 scenic acres at one of the nation's premier resorts located in the mountains of Virginia, and receive special savings by booking using the promo code Tar Heels. The Homestead features activities for all ages, including golf, an expansive water park, luxury accommodations at the historic hotel, and more. Book your adventure package at homestead.com and enter promo code Tar Heels to enjoy 40% off your room rate with the adventure package. Visit the Homestead today.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
Whether Williams or Trubisky ends up starting, would Fedora like to see both his QBs on the field against the Flames this weekend?
I think no matter what, you would like it to be prepared in case something happens, as happened last year for us when Bren went down. You know, Marquise had reps, and I think that helped us in the first game that he played in and then along down the stretch. So, you know, you'd always like your number two guy to have a little bit of meaningful experience, you know, going into a season.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. You can meet your friends for a delicious lunch or dinner of skillfully prepared contemporary American cuisine, browse the wine shop for an intriguing bottle to take home, or just relax at the beautiful candlelit bar with a spicy margarita or frosty craft beer. Glass Half Full, good food, fine wine, and lots of fun too. Visit us online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
I'm Louise Barnum of Weaver Street Realty. It's time to get back into the woods. Call Weaver Street Realty Land Walking Team to guide you through, over, and around building lots, farms, and homes with acreage. We'll help you see the roll of the land and smell the sweetness of clean air. Need a perk site? We'll teach you the process. Give us a call and let's go walking. We'll bring the orange vest. Weaver Street Realty, 919-929-5658.
WCHL and Chapelboro.com are pleased to present another exciting season of high school football. Don't miss any of the exciting action all season long as we bring you coverage of the Chapel Hill Tigers, East Chapel Hill Wildcats, Carrboro Jaguars, and all the surrounding area teams from Orange and Chatham counties. Before catching the action, be sure to tune in to The Grid with Matt and Matt starting at 6:30 on WCHL. Nobody covers local athletics like WCHL and Chapelboro.com. Don't miss it every Friday night starting at 6:30 on WCHL.
648 at WCHL, and we have a nice day working for us here. We've got a lot of sunshine coming up. We can tell you about that. It'll be a day about like yesterday, maybe a couple of degrees warmer, but still really nice weather. First of all, before we get started with traffic, let's say good morning to Rand Norton this morning, adorned in a gold shirt. Setting the gold standards for fashions always in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community.
There you go.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. How are you?
You've been going crazy around here this morning.
You know what? Sometimes life throws you a curveball, and today I'm happy to say I knocked it out of the park.
And yeah, you did. That's amazing. I won't even go into it, but you know, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
I found some sugar.
Yeah, yeah. You did. Okay. So,
and I am happy to announce that today I'm going to fulfill my challenge on set by you.
Oh, yeah?
Of the ice bucket challenge.
All right.
I have missed the 24-hour deadline. I was planning to donate anyway.
That's not important.
But because I have missed the 24-hour deadline, I am certainly going to donate. So I'll be donating to the ALS Association and taking the plunge today.
Okay, and are you going to do that in any kind of special way that we need to know about?
No necessarily special way, but I've got some special challenges I will be sending out as well.
Okay.
And I'll just tell you right now that my wife will not be happy.
You got more courage than I do. There's no way in the world I would do that. that. Well, what's happening in, I don't mean not challenge your wife. Challenge mine. What's happening with traffic this morning?
Wouldn't blame you if you wouldn't challenge my wife either. Right now, traffic moving fairly smoothly. Another friendly reminder here in the first week of school that classes are back in session. School buses are back on the road. So watch out for those big yellow blocks are rolling down the roads, and be sure to watch out for the flashing red lights, of course, and be safe for all those kids out there who are standing by the bus stops and getting ready for another day of school. And watch out for the teen drivers on the roads too. Some of them might just be starting off their driving experience solo this year.
Exactly.
Right now, though, not many delays, no accidents being reported. If you see anything, though, as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you again in just a little while here.
Sounds good.
WCHL's Traffic Report brought to you by Carolina Football, kicking off the season on Saturday at 6 p.m. You can have a game day experience for less than half the normal price. Buy a Carolina Football Family Pack, 4 tickets to the Liberty game, plus a $20 voucher for concessions and a $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100. That is $230 value for $100. Go to chapelboro.com, click on the Carolina Football Family Pack. You and your family can be there. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather presented by Grimble Jewelers. It is 63 degrees, mostly sunshine today. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight we're looking at clear skies with the lows in the low 60s. Tomorrow partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon tomorrow. Still only a 20% chance. It's really going to be hot tomorrow, though, with a high in the middle 90s. So get ready for the heat. Grimble Jewelers is where you can pick out your engagement ring. You've been thinking about popping the question. Well, it's time to go see Berkeley Grimble at Grimble Jewelers. And they're always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's on the Elliott Road in the Village Plaza, right next door to Whole Foods, so you can't miss it. Time now for Celebrity Birthdays on WCHL. Actor Tommy Sands is 77. Of course, I guess you have to be of a certain age to even know who that guy is, but Tommy Sands, 77 years old today. Daryl Dragon, remember the captain in Tennille? He's the captain. Daryl Dragon, 72 years old today. Actress Tuesday Weld is 71. Remember her on The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis? Actor G.W. Bailey is 70 years old today. Actor Paul Rubens, otherwise known as Pee Wee Herman, 62 years old today. Alex Lifeson, a member of Rush, 61 years old today. Let's see here. Golfer Bernhard Langer, 57 years old today. Gospel singer Yolanda Adams turns 53. Writer-producer Dean Devlin, 52. Actress Shonda Wilson, 47. I don't think she's an actress. She's a television producer. She's the one who's come up with Grey's Anatomy and Scandal and all those other great shows. Shonda Wilson, 45 years old today. Really creative. Sarah Chalk, an actress, is 38 years old today. Let's see here. Actor Aaron Paul, who's on Breaking Bad, who was on Breaking Bad, 35 years old today. He played Jesse on that show. Really good actor. Actor Kyle Lauder is 34 years old today. Actress Alexa Vega is 26 years old today. And actress Savannah Paige Ray on Parenthood on TV is 11 years old today. And congratulations to Billy Martin of Pittsburgh, who celebrates your birthday today. And Billy's going to get a $10 gift certificate to the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, where they love taking care of their customers. Billy Martin, happy birthday from all of us at WCHL. This is 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL. It's quite a tradition we have going on here.
Yes, we do.
Tradition of trivia every morning.
Thank all of you for your patience
on the wake-up show
and allowing us to hopefully bring a little sunshine to you each morning.
Yeah, exactly.
A little snippet of entertainment and education.
Even on a cloudy day.
Yes.
A little sunshine.
I got sunshine.
On a cloudy day, when it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. Well, I guess you say, what can make me feel
I'll do the butterfly
this
catches.
Way? Freddie.
My girl.
Freddie. Talking about Freddie Kiger. Freddie.
We're doing volcanoes today. How the heck are we going to segue?
Carried away. I don't know.
Volcanoes. Okay. What you just heard was a volcanic reaction from Ron Stutz. His magma just overflowed.
Spewing forth.
And he lavaed forth.
Yeah.
All we're waiting for is...
Somebody's going to lava me out of here.
Maybe you can get lavaliered.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Maybe I could get leveled.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I got us off track here. What kind of question you got?
Well, if you would just simmer your molting liquid over there. Volcanoes. You ready?
Yes.
If you wanted to go to visit an active volcano, to which nation would you go to see Krakatoa, which erupted on this very date back in 1883 and is still an active volcano?
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jeannie Bell is the new Executive Director for Farmer Food Share, and she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Farmer Food Share is a nonprofit organization that connects people who grow food with people who need food, working to make sure that everybody in the community has fresh local food available to them. Donations of fresh produce or cash at farmers markets. Any cash donated is used to buy more fresh produce from local farmers. The donation stations operate every week that there's a farmers market. So we get a lot of donations during the busy season when there are lots of shoppers, there's tons of produce. But during the winter, people still need good, healthy food. And there are great social service agencies all around the triangle doing good work, but fresh food is often in short supply. So what we're really challenging the community to do is to donate to a buying reserve for the winter so we can make fresh food available to the needy in our community.
Even here, in what we like to think of as an affluent community, there is plenty of poverty.
If we're talking about Orange County, one in five North Carolinians, one in five people in Orange County are at risk for hunger, are food insecure. So that means over 20,000 people in our county. It's a huge problem, and the number's higher for children. One in four children in North Carolina are food insecure, which is the politically correct way of saying don't know where their three meals a day are going to come from. And we certainly see that there's a lot more need in the northern part of Orange County. There's a big hunger problem. It's everywhere.
Jeannie Bell says at Farmer Food Share, they have a very few people who get a lot of work done.
Just a few staff members, but we've partnered with over 20 farmers markets across North Carolina, hundreds of farmers, dozens of social service agencies, food pantries, community kitchens, and hundreds of volunteers. We encourage anybody who wants to get actively involved to consider coming out to farmers markets, make a donation, purchase food, donate to the buying reserve, or volunteer.
If you'd like to help, go to farmerfoodshare.org.
Join us. Help us raise a buying reserve for the winter season when food is scarce.
Jeannie Bell loves her work because she loves helping other people.
I've been interested in sustainable agriculture and local food for a long time. I used to work in the public school system and saw the incredible need even in affluent communities like ours here in Chapel Hill, and got interested in making sure that fresh food, good food is accessible to everyone in the community. Along the way, I, you know, as a farmers market shopper, saw the donation stations, learned more about Farmer Food Share, and started volunteering. I've been involved with Farmer Food Share about 2 years now.
And already, Jeannie is Executive Director. She's also today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
A lot of calls coming in this morning with folks trying to answer the trivia question from Freddie Kiger.
Krakatoa, Indonesia.
Ooh.
Indonesia. On this day back in 1883, four huge explosions unleashed tsunamis that killed some 36,000 people.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Considered to be the loudest sound ever heard in modern history.
Really?
Recordings show that the shockwave from the final explosion reverberated around the globe seven times.
Well, that's the answer. Krakatoa is in Indonesia. It's an active volcano still. And John Wilson called in with the answer to the question this morning. Indonesia, the correct answer. And no, one caller said it's in Hawaii. Hawaii is not a country. And a lot of other people had it wrong, too. But John Wilson got it right, and he is our winner today. WCHL's trivia question. He will get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, and Freddie will be back with another question for you bright and early tomorrow morning. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 62 degrees, mostly sunny skies today. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight clear with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, really hot. High tomorrow, about 95. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. American Douglas MacArthur McCain fought for ISIS insurgents in Syria and was killed over the weekend. A high school classmate in the Minneapolis area can't believe it.
I guess in a way it just kind of makes me sad because he was a really cool person and you would never think that.
That he would join with a terrorist group. Correspondent Bob Orr.
McCain's family knew he traveled to Turkey around April of this year, but relatives say they were unaware of his interest in ISIS. One of his last retweets in June hinted at a growing radicalization. It read, "It takes a warrior to understand a warrior. Pray for ISIS."
About 1,000 young men from the U.S. and Europe have joined up with ISIS. There are concerns that some may come back to this country and carry out attacks. Michael Rubin's a terror expert.
We have a serious problem on our hands, not only with Americans, but with other Westerners who have easy access to the United States.
Correspondent Vicki Barker joins us live now with a complicating factor for the U.S.
UN investigators say there's strong evidence that ISIS has been forcing young boys to join their training camps in Syria. And they say that if the U.S. proceeds with airstrikes, it must respect the laws of war aimed at protecting children. At the same time, the investigators say neither ISIS nor the Syrian regime are respecting the laws of war, with government forces dropping barrel bombs on civilians and ISIS carrying out amputations, public executions, and whippings in the territory they control. Dave?
Stateside, storms hit the Detroit area.
We had 60-mile-per-hour winds that really took down a lot of tree branches and in some cases entire trees.
Utility spokesman Scott Simons is with DTE. 120,000 customers have been without power this morning in southern Michigan. A discovery made about 3 hours ago in Philadelphia's Fairmont Park. Two bodies of men. They were bound. They were found in the Schuylkill River. Police took a third man to the hospital. He'd been stabbed. Cops say this case may have a link to a kidnapping. Alexander Silmar behind bars in Southern California. That's after seven people were randomly shot and four of the victims died. Bill McSweeney's an L.A. County Sheriff's Department detective.
Nothing makes a homicide investigator's heartbeat faster than realizing he has a serial killer